The left will now take a turn in Greece. Can the Eurozone simply look away? The Syriza party won a decisive victory in national elections on Sunday, and a left-wing coalition, which includes a very right-wing nationalist fringe party, united by the belief that bank-mandated austerity must end, that coalition will start work this week.
Greek people will regain social cohesion and dignity. And the message is that our common future in Europe is not the future of austerity. Is the future of democracy, solidarity, and cooperation.
That's Alexis Tsipras, Syriza party leader, speaking to reporters on Sunday. Can Greece push the euro to the breaking point politically beyond what it has already managed to do financially? Joining me now from Athens is Elena Panaritis, former World Bank economist and former senior economic advisor to Prime Minister George Papandreou. She also served as a member of the Greek parliament from 2009 to 2012. Welcome, Elena.
Thank you.
So let's talk a little bit about what the mission is. Can austerity be rolled back without some huge break with the Eurozone?
Oh, it has to. There is no other way. It's the only economic logical way to handle the economic crisis that is happening now in the Eurozone. And unfortunately, we'll have to start from Greece because it was the first country to be hit by that crisis. And of course, it has its own structural issues that need to be reformed. But it also has to generate a very serious message that all of the productive model of the European Union needs to be reformed.
And when you say all of the productive model, that means restoring the public sector from the austerity times? Or what exactly are you talking about there?
Well, the European Union model has been built on excess supply of funds that get shared among the members. Until the day that this money was still around, everything was fine. The moment that there was no more excess reserves, the family members are starting fighting with each other. The point of the matter is how to generate more reserves, how to generate more innovation, more entrepreneurship, and all of the European Union is falling far behind both these aspects. We are rather entrepreneurial, as you may know from the Greeks abroad, but we're really stuck in a very antiquated, I would say medieval, way of producing here in motherland Greece. Extremely inundated with overregulation, very bureaucratic, transaction costs out of the wazoo. And instead of reducing any of those the last 5 years, actually, we've increased them. But we've put a lot of effort in increasing taxes. We've even taxed savings. And I think last December, it was the last month that, you know, it was like the hay that broke the camel's back. People had no more money to pay taxes. The result? Syriza.
So is Syriza going to reduce and eliminate these regulations? That's not necessarily a policy associated with the left. And in terms of Europe generally, don't Germans hear what you're saying as, oh, great, well, for the short term, while you guys figure out how to be entrepreneurs, we have to finance your economy?
No, I think we need to continue being entrepreneurs instead of shipping all the Greeks outside of the country. We have no more local entrepreneurs. We have about 25% of our GDP reduced. People flee the country. There are no more young people working here. The majority of the electorate were age 47 onwards. This is really not only not sustainable, it's simply not sustained. It's over. It's either we do something or we're dead.
What's to say that this party won't have similar problems over the next 12 months and we'll be looking at another election for Syriza and Mr. Tsipras next December?
Very good point. And they will have the same problems. But let's put it this way. The Greek populace had to choose between an almost certain default within the European Union and a possibility of a change that would have, eliminate the probability of default. And people chose the second option. Now, the second option doesn't mean that it's going to be successful, but at least there is a trial.
Elena Panaritis is a former World Bank economist and a member of the Greek parliament from 2009 to 2012. Thanks so much.
Thank you.